Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Yeah.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. But, you know, before we start, I don't really do a lot of sports. I was very, very athletic in my day. Okay, I'm not telling you what decade that day was. Very, very athletic, very, very cut. And then, unfortunately, I was too athletic to the point that I really blew a lot of my joints. And I have been invited to a fundraiser where I would be bowling. And if any of you live in the Las Vegas area, I am going to be bowling. Would love for you guys to bowl with me tomorrow at the South Point Hotel. I'll be there at 3 p.m. Should be fun. It's for a good cause. We're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But really cool stuff. South Point has a bowling center, and I'm going to bowl. I understand. You know, take the big heavy ball, and you push it down the court, and then it's supposed to hit those white pins, teeth looking thingies, you know. I'm not very good at bowling. I am awesome at getting gutter balls. I am so good. If there was a game where you have to aim for the gutter, I could do that. That's great. But actually trying to aim that ball where it's supposed to go, another thing I'm really, really good at is going to the place where, you know, you have to, you know, somebody's always in charge of the score and in charge of the names and putting their names down. I like to go and change the names of my co-players to, you know, Dumas or, you know, Butt or whatever. Okay. So I'm very, very good at having a good time with bowling. I'm just not very, very good with all the, court type rules and whatever the hell you do with bowling. However, it's for a good cause. If you guys want to bowl with me, I'm going to be bowling tomorrow at 3 at the South Point Bowling Center. I think $15 for bowling and shoes. Now, you know, how healthy is bowling? You know, people give people crap all the time that bowling isn't a sport. It actually is a very good sport. Very, very good sport. I'll talk about the history. You know, let's there's a history to bowling. And I mean, it dates thousands of years old. Okay, they think it's dated back 4,000 years to ancient Greece and Rome. I guess back in the 1930s, a British anthropologist named Sir Flinders Petrie. Ooh, I wonder if he discovered the Petri dish. I gotta look that up. I love, like, medical history, but his last name was Petrie. He discovered a collection of objects in a child's grave in Egypt that appeared to be used for a primitive form of bowling. You see, we in all ages and in all centuries loved throwing things at things. Okay? I understand now with bowling, we're not allowed to throw it over our shoulder. We have to roll the ball, and I understand we have to use a lot of decorum and restraint. My son would always, his ball always head in somebody else's lane. My husband would be screaming at all of us. So we don't really bowl that much. But, I mean, you know, you get to let a lot of tension out. So I guess there's artifacts that could be dated back to 3200 BC, which basically means bowling could be more than 5,000 years old. I guess the next historical bowling find was in Germany by a historian named William Peel. No, not after, not, I wonder if the, glycolic salicylic acid peel was named after him, who said there was evidence of bowling in Germany around 300 AD. Apparently in England, bowling was forbidden by King Edward III. Why? Because people were probably smashing stuff, you know, with whatever they were using. But also, I guess it took away from archery. Archery was supposed to be, you know, what the troops were doing. A lot of the games were supposed to be getting you ready for battle. So people bowling, I mean, you know, how are you going to get for battle? Even though I think that would be a real cool battling tool. Anyway, so apparently it was brought back by Henry VIII. I'm not sure when it came to America. They say here a lawn bowling site was made in the heart of New York's Battery area that was the first permanent location to bowl, and it's called Bowling Green by the Financial District. That's right, if you ever ride the subway, they're like, Bowling Green, and I'm like, Green? I didn't get that. Connecticut banned it back in 1841, but then everybody wants to bowl again, and it came back. All right, the equipment, I guess Brunswick Corporation, back in 1914, developed a ball using that mineralite. A lot of us women, we ruin our nails on the ball, but I got to tell you, that is some tough material, if you could build a house with that. All right, so anyway, the sport has grown to leaps and bounds, and what sort of health benefits are there? Okay, well, one is stress. You get to throw something at something that makes a lot of noise and falls all over the place, and you don't have to clean it up. You don't have to clean up the pins. All you have to do is pay to throw. Well, you don't throw the ball, but you pitch the ball. You pitch the ball across the court to get to the pins. And then somebody else cleans it up. They got machines to clean it up. You can lose weight because you're lifting, you're moving, you're jumping, you're wiggling, you're doing the jig. I always dance every time I not make a gutter. They say if you weigh 200 pounds, you could burn up to 270 calories per hour while bowling, according to Mayo Clinic. You get to muscle tone, you get to strengthen. I Kegel when I bowl just because I think it helps the pitch. Reduced risk of disease. Why? Because you're moving. So less stroke, heart disease, diabetes. I mean, it's a real good sport, you know? I know it may not be the sexiest sport. I get that, all right? But, you know, here's the thing with sports, okay? Sports don't have to be all that sexy. I think football players are some of the sexiest. Actually, soccer players or baseball players are pretty. Everybody seems to be sexy. But bowlers don't really seem to get that stereotype of them being overly sexy. Well, but you know what? Don't give them crap. They're exercising, okay? You know, we people that bowl, right? And again, I don't bowl that much, but I want to become a bowler because I want to do really well tomorrow for these kids. And it's not even a contest. All you have to do is show up. You could totally stink like I do, and you're still going to help these kids raise money. So don't worry. Just show up. But anyway, it's good exercise. So cheer your fellow bowlers on. They totally rock. All right. Lots of stuff to talk about. We have a doctor that wanted to kill, I guess, allegedly, another fellow doctor. Do we doctors need to be worried that somebody is going to hire a hitman? Dr. Oz speaks back to those doctors that want him ousted. And apparently unemployment for research college graduates higher than thought. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jordan, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Next week, I live in Nevada, and I'm helping Nevada replenish their blood supply. Especially in the summer, not a very active time for people to donate blood. And after the winter, many people been unable to come and donate. So April 25th is Nevada Blood Donation Day. Would love you guys to come. 6045 South Rainbows, where I'll be in the Kadon booth. If you guys are in town, would love to see you and have you come out. And we'll be donating blood and having a health fair with the Destined for Glory Health Ministries has a big health fair, which is going to be just awesome. Again, for those of you in the Vegas area, I will be at the South Point Bowling Center bowling tomorrow for charity. Would love to see you guys and hang out and bowl with you guys at 3 p.m. So, my show is national, and I'm very, very grateful to all the cities that listen, and very grateful for Genesis Communication Network for making that show happen. But, we had an incident locally that I've been getting a lot of questions about, and it does relate to all of us. There's a family in town that were very close to, the Tarkanian family, whose son, Jerry Tarkanian, suffered a stroke. 5 years old, we were notified by his mother, through Twitter, and, news outlets have been, trying to give us updates on what's going on, and we're respecting the family's privacy. But many of you have been asking me about stroke in children. Some of you have even seen the article globally on Daily Mail, where they were discussing the 5-year-old's boy, unfortunate incidents with having, a stroke. So how do strokes happen in kids? Well, they do. You know, from what we understand, about 3,000 children and young adults, okay, had a stroke in 1 year that they calculated it. And so we believe that still thousands of strokes happen a year in kids. And this has brought into the media's attention that it's not just an older person's problem. This could happen in kids. Well, what kind of strokes? What? And again, I'm giving the family privacy. They deserve it now while they're going through what they're going through. One site says the child is showing signs of recovery. Thank God. This kid is so adorable. But stroke in kids. You know, when I hear that a child gets a stroke, okay, one of the first things I think of is athletically. Some of these 8-year-old boys might have been, playing Little League one day, ball hits their head, they go home, having a headache, not feeling right, mom brings them to the hospital, they have a bleed. All right, now a traumatic injury and a traumatic bleed to the brain, still not the same as you would think as a hemorrhagic stroke where a blood vessel bleeds, but sometimes a child is diagnosed with stroke and it's because they had trauma that they didn't remember happened, right? Because mom wasn't around, there were no witnesses around, they don't remember it happened, and there was a bleed, and that caused an area of the brain to not be able to function as well. But a true hemorrhagic stroke is a stroke where the blood vessel will bleed, all right? We don't see this a lot in kids, okay? I mean, we don't, but it could happen. We have seen it in adults, and we talk about how adults need to make sure they keep their blood pressure in good control. But that's one way where you have a bleed in the brain. Another is if you have a clot and ischemic stroke. Ischemic stroke is a lot more common in adults. In kids, you wouldn't think it would be common either. And remember, stroke is uncommon in kids, but it still happens to, from what we're understanding, a few thousand a year. Boys appear to be at higher risk and African American children at higher risk. Why would African American children? Because sickle cell disease could put you at risk for stroke. And we've talked about that. How do you know if your child could unfortunately be having a stroke? It's very difficult because, children may describe what they're feeling differently than from what an adult would. So, for example, when we get trained in pediatrics, we have to understand that a kid will say something hurts even if it doesn't. If they feel a pressure, if they feel something different, right, their vocabulary may be limited, and they may say something hurts. Also, keep in mind, if they're suffering from a stroke, some of them may not have the vocabulary stores that they did pre-incident of a stroke. So a lot of them will say something hurts, okay? If they can't move a body part or the body part seems heavy, which is something we see in adult strokes, you start to show signs of paralysis or inability to move a limb. A child may again say something hurts. So, whenever parents know this, but, a lot of us and, medical personnel, but, teachers, et cetera, we're all pretty trained. But when a child says something hurts, okay, they may not be able to say, well, I'm having, peripheral numbness, I'm having loss of movement in a limb, which is like, oh, you're thinking of stroke. They may just say something hurts, okay? They could be weak on one side. You may notice they're starting to stumble, walking issues, things like that. They may not want to use one of their arms. They may start having difficulty reading or writing, and you're like, what's wrong with you? And, stop and look at them for a second, okay? I always do that to my kids. You know, they'll be doing something so stupid at the dinner table. You know, and I'm like, really, guys, what is wrong with you? And, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, thank God they haven't had any, you know, ischemic incidences. But, you know, so like, you know, one of them was just hitting his head on the table. And I'm like, you know, are you having a seizure? What are you doing? What's going on? No, it's just, you know, the other one said something stupid. And so I was hitting my head on the table. I'm like, will you stop it? You know, because I'm always, you know, I was an ER doc and I've been a family practice doc now for 15 years. I'm like, okay, just stop it because I'm ready to call 911. Gosh, Mom. One of my kids looked like he fainted and he, you know, threw himself on the ground. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, what happened? Apparently the other sibling farted. And I mean, guys, stop it. All right, you know, just, if you are going to mimic, you know, any sort of medical malady, don't. No mimicking it, okay, because I'm going to call 911. So sometimes your child is going to have trouble swallowing. They won't be able to eat. That is a sign. Dizziness, headaches, you know, if you know, my head hurts, right? Changes in behavior, God forbid seizure, et cetera. So, you know, why would a kid get a stroke? Could it be that they have some heart issue? And the child has not been able to be evaluated because they never had symptoms and it was an underlying heart issue. Could it be they have inflamed vessels in the brain such that the vessel just decided to pop? Is it that they have a clotting issue? Better Health Channel does a great fact sheet on that, on this, and you know, tells you about signs of stroke, etc. But whenever anybody, to me, looks like they start to bleed easier, have, you know, frequent nosebleeds, etc., I always recommend getting a PT, PTT, these are blood tests, to check to see how they, if they're bleeding, if they have, if they are prone to bleeding. You know, in adults, we're always concerned about cancer, but kids, unfortunately, could have that too. Certain infections could make them more at risk. We talked about head injury. Dehydration is a biggie. You know, dehydration, a lot of people don't realize it. You know, I always say, make sure these kids drink. Make sure these kids drink. Dehydration is a biggie. We talked about infection. Sometimes being at low blood pressure because of the dehydration could cause that. So how do we treat it? Well, if there's a bleed, we try to stop the bleed. If there is a clot, we try to thin the clot, and this has to happen immediately. Why do we keep yelling at you that where if you show any signs of stroke, you need to get the hospital immediately? Because if you have the form of a clot, we need to break that clot up immediately, as quickly as we can, and safely. You know, they were designing a certain helmet that they could put on a stroke victim that the EMT, that the paramedics could use, EMTs, paramedics could use to determine if something is a hemorrhagic stroke or a thrombotic or ischemic stroke, so that the hospital would be ready with the TPA or the thinning agent and not have to wait for the CAT scan. See, when I did ER, somebody would come in with stroke-like symptoms, we would have to CAT scan them. And we would have to wait with using the contrast because if there was a bleed, we wouldn't want to get contrast all over the place. So we'd have to CAT scan him, make sure there was no bleed, then go ahead and shoot the contrast. And we would be sitting there ready to go going, okay, fine. No, you know, didn't look like a bleed. And then we're ready for a scheme. I mean, and it was, so I mean, if we could figure this out without having to wait for a CAT scan, that would be phenomenal. And we could definitely decrease the amount of deficit. So how do people do when they have a stroke? It depends. All right. Now, this is interesting. According to this, they say 2 in every 100,000 children are being affected worldwide each year. Again, that number that we got from America was about 3,000 a year. But, again, I don't have anything recent, in the last couple years. You have to, when it comes to stroke, address it quickly. The sooner you correct the symptoms, the better prognosis, because then there's a less chance of there being a long-term sequelae. So you want to get blood to the brain as quickly as possible. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who live in Las Vegas, I'm going to be at the South Point Casino Bowling Center tomorrow at 3 p.m. Bowling for charity. Would love you guys to be there, hang out and bowl. It's only $15 a person. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. And see, I said hexy. Probably hysterical because I really can't bowl worth a damn. So 3 p.m. tomorrow at the South Point. It's posted on Facebook and Twitter. I really apologize. I know some of you guys are trying to call, and I know we have a lot of medical news to get to, but I want to answer one of your calls. When I was going through stroke, one of you had a question about Red Bulls causing stroke. Is it true that Red Bulls cause stroke? Here's the thing. I don't want to say any particular caffeinated drink does, but in theory, yes, caffeinated beverages could put you at risk for stroke. Okay? Let's say, there have been studies. Okay? Some countries have been banning these caffeinated drinks, but there's been some studies that some of these caffeinated beverages thicken the blood. And when they thicken the blood, it kind of resembles those of people who have cardiac issues. And so if it increases your blood pressure, if your blood is a little bit more on the thick side, if it messes with some of the mechanics, I suppose it can damage blood vessels and create blood clots. The only thing I have specifically seen in my office, though, all right, the only thing I've seen are patients that drink these caffeinated beverages considerably, and they come in with an abnormal heart rhythm, and some of them have put themselves into atrial fibrillation. Well, we've talked about atrial fibrillation, where the electrical source, right, from the SA node, the electrical source of the heart is supposed to give a rhythmic electrical pulse, right, throughout the heart to allow the heart to beat ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, like that, all right? But in AFib, the electricity is kind of over-accelerated, and there's no rhythmicity or rhythm to the beat. So it starts to go boom, 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 and the heart doesn't really get a chance to get a good beat. It needs to be able to fill and compress, fill and pump. So it doesn't get a chance to do that, so the pumping starts to be halfway, and when you have blood that doesn't really get to be pumped out that well, you start to get some stasis. Stasis is where the blood starts to settle, and what does blood do when it doesn't move? It starts to coagulate, all right? So now you start getting some coagulated blood, right? And then it finally gets to work itself towards the part of the heart that pumps it out. Now you pumped a coagulate or a clog or a clot. And then you could unfortunately cause a stroke that way. So, again, I don't want to say a particular brand of caffeinated beverages cause stroke, but from what I'm seeing, yes, there can be that fear. So I would strongly urge you to, not drink those as often as you are if you're drinking them often. All right, let's move on. Great question, though. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, or 1-877-362-3254. And, of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. So, Dr. Anthony Machetto is a Long Island cardiologist. And I guess, allegedly, he had the office of another doctor torched, then hired someone to kill him or hurt the doctor. The person he hired, unfortunately, was an undercover police officer. Allegedly, Dr. Anthony Machetto used drugs, guns, and blank prescriptions as currency while trying to have the other doctor harmed. Apparently, there was a professional dispute. Machetto first allegedly hired two men to set fire to the man's office. I guess it happened beneath the sprinkler, and damage was minimal, according to prosecutors. He was willing to pay $5,000 to have him beaten and put in the hospital for a couple of months, and then pay $20,000 to have him killed, according to Nassau County Assistant District Attorney Ann Donnelly. He wanted to put him out of business so he could get his business. That is crazy. Look, I understand Obamacare is bad, and I understand a lot of his doctors are financially hurting. But to actually knock off the competition, that is some scary stuff. You know, and I mean, good for these undercover cops. And I love you guys. First, I love cops in general. But you undercover cops, bravo. Because, I mean, you guys have to be like actors. I wonder where they get undercover cops from. I mean, do they get them from, you know, but then again, you got the Juilliard Art. You got a lot of art schools in New York. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that come out and they go, you know what? You know, rather than you going on Broadway, how would you like to work for the police department? I would do that. I would want to be, you know, like a Charlie's Angel. You know, I always wanted to be Charlie's Angels. Right? You know, I was like, ah, da, 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 na, 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 na. You know, and I'm just, you know. No, but they, I don't know how undercover they were. I really don't remember. I really would like to be Bo Duke, like the Dukes of Hazzard, because I thought they were pretty cool, too. But that's neither here nor there. So investigators went to Machete's home in Sands Point on Long Island's Gold Coast, one of the nation's wealthiest areas. What? I mean, the guy had money. Found a weapons cache in a secret room that was accessed through a motorized bookshelf. Bookshelf. The weapons included dozens of knives, guns, and a hand grenade. And these were displayed at a news conference. So I guess we'll find out more, but you know, that's some scary stuff. I think they do have the arsonist. They do have the alleged arsonist. I mean, I'm a family doctor. Luckily, you know, where I practice, the other family docs are pretty cool. You know, if somebody doesn't want to come to my office, there's obviously plenty of reason, right, for people to not want me as their doctor. Man, all she does is rip on Obamacare. Fine. You know, I love the way I practice medicine. The way I practice medicine is a great way I practice medicine, but if it's not your style, okay, you know, or if my hours don't, you know, you want me open on a Sunday, I'm not open on a Sunday, I'm sorry. You know, I'm only open Saturday and, you know, during the week, tough. Whatever you want, fine. There's other doctors for you to go to. I'm not going to be unhappy. No sense torching another office. And I'm hoping that if there's any other family doctors in my area listening to this, they don't want to torch my office, okay? They may want to torch my studio, but don't. Leave that alone, too. So, I don't know. We, you know, come on. I don't understand that. Why people want to get gain. Is it really worth it? This guy could be in jail for life. Was it really, really worth it? What I'm going to want to talk about later this week is the, Aaron Hernandez, the, Patriots, Hernandez, jury decision, for life in prison. And some of the jurors were saying that it seemed to be his apathy that turned them off. So we're going to be talking later this week on, you know, things jurors pick up on and how a lot of times it's not even what the prosecutors and the defense is shooting at them, but there's little things that they could pick up on that could change their mind. We're going to be talking about that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm sure many of you heard nearly all the animals at Corpus Christi, Texas State Aquarium died after they, I'm not sure why you call the aquarium. I apologize. I'm stumbling. I think your radios need to get fixed. Apparently, they were trying to control a parasite that had been resistant to other treatments. So when they introduced a new medication into the water, and unfortunately, the other animals didn't tolerate that well. And the chemical was introduced, and the staff said they did test it on a smaller exhibit, and they didn't find any sort of reaction. 4 tanks had been affected by the chemicals. The largest of the tanks can hold 125 gallons, and about 100 fish had been killed in them. It's a shame. It's a real shame. There were nurse sharks, green moray eels, groupers, sandpike sharks, etc. Test the water first. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of you do not listen to my show during the week, and really like to know why the hell not. My show plays Monday through Friday, every morning from 9 to noon through Genesis Communications Network, iHeartRadio, and multiple affiliates. So we cover a lot of stories. If you ever miss a show and you want to catch up, we have archives and podcasts at gcnlive.com. Just look up me, the Dr. Dahlia Show. There's me in my picture. Dee, I'm like, hi, that's me. Yeah, and then click on that, and then you could access archives. We talked about a man has agreed to be the first human being to have a head transplant. 30-year-old gentleman who had a muscle-wasting disease has been wheelchair-bound because his muscles are too weak to carry his bones, has jumped at the chance of Dr. Sergio Canavero of Italy and the opportunity to have a head transplant. Dr. Sergio is being very optimistic about being able to do a clean cut of the head off the living patient and attaching it to a donor patient who has been kept alive, and then reattach and anastomose the nerves and the vessels, etc. It has been done on monkeys. The monkeys, unfortunately, have not lived that long afterwards, but it has been done. So we'll keep you posted on that. We also talked about muscle building supplements and how they could increase the risk of testicular cancer. This is something that has been very, very concerning because many of my patients, they like taking supplements and they feel these muscle builders, these anabolic steroids or creatine are things that are not without risk. Or if they are without risk, all they have to do is watch prostate, etc. But unfortunately, when they did a sample size and they looked at 356 men of cases with testicular cancer versus 513 without, they found 20% of the cases of testicular cancer had used supplements. And I'm not saying these supplements cause testicular cancer, but what I am saying is if you do use these supplements, you need to not only be watching your levels of testosterone, your kidneys, your liver, your blood thickness, because sometimes the blood can thicken, but you should also make sure you are examining your testicles. Testicular cancer could be anywhere from a painless lump to you having a new onset hydrocele or swelling. So it's extremely, extremely important. And, it could hit any man of any age. More commonly, we'll see it between 15 and 39, but you could still see it in men in their 40s. All right. We also talked about how divorce was tied to a higher chance of heart attack. People who divorced appear to have a higher chance of heart attack, especially women. And they looked at 16,000 U.S. adults followed over 2 decades. For women, if they remarried, they were still at risk. For men, it looked like if they remarried, they seemed to be able to lessen some of the risk. I know a lot of you men think that your wives are the root of your heart disease. Well, no, we ain't. Okay? So, before you decide to divorce the wife, I would strongly suggest that you think twice. Okay? Because we ladies are definitely keeping you healthy. All right. This concerned me. Unemployment for recent college graduates is higher now in 2014 than it was before. We are at 12.4% now unemployment for Americans aged 20 to 29 who received a four-year or advanced degree. 12.4% of them unemployed. Now they say, all right, hold the phone, hiring this spring should be strong, but they say for graduates with bachelor's degrees, unemployment climbed to 14.9%. last year from 11.5% in 2013. For those with advanced degrees, unemployment slid to 5.4% from 9.3%. Now, you guys may know better about the economy than I. The way I see the economy is through a different prism, okay? I see the economy through my patients. So when my patients tell me that they're not getting full-time work, or there's supposed to be another round of layoffs with this one bankruptcy that occurred with one of the hotels in town, or when they're being told that they're a variety of things. That's where I get news on what's going on with my day-to-day patients. I don't go by what's happening with Obamacare and doctors, because I understand that's a different different demographic, and it's a different part of the economy. All right, the healthcare situation is a very confusing, very rapidly dissolving one, not evolving, but dissolving. And we're seeing doctors that have owned their practice for years now have to close down and join groups. And we're starting to see less and less people like me out there and more groups of doctors working together and trying to make ends meet. All right. So, you know, just because I'm seeing doctors, you know, have financial struggles, et cetera, I'm not going to say that reflects on the economy in general, because it's that one profession. But what I'm seeing from my patients are the waiters and waitresses, the bartenders, the nurses, the EMT, the other doctors, lawyers, police officers, et cetera. And what I'm getting from them is it's still not good. And so if we're still having this type of issue with unemployment, you know, I'd really like them to, you know, really look at what we're doing in terms of work visas, okay, with immigrants. Can we, you know, make sure that we're all having forms of jobs? Okay, I'm sure there's jobs that can be created. I mean, look at the millions upon millions of dollars, right, we're putting into these bills. You know, yes, the SGR rate was finally stopped, those changes, the sustained growth for the Medicare, to keep Medicare costs down. They kept cutting doctors' rates. We finally saw that stopped in the Senate. But there's this bill that's promising billions and billions of dollars, right, to go into the healthcare system. Now, how exactly is that doing that, and how is it going to be translating into jobs? Now, if we have a group of young individuals, our 20 to 29-year-olds, I forget if that's our Generation Z or our millennials. I'm not sure. I thought a millennial was somebody that was, born in the millennium, but I guess it's not. It's the people that are, I guess, in the workforce. I'm not really sure where these terms are coming from. But if we have 12.4% unemployment with people that went to college and got degrees, okay, one is it starts to devalue the degree. Because I guess all these people put money into a degree, thousands upon thousands of dollars. They got the degree, and they couldn't find a job. But two, it means we're having our young adults start out unemployed. All right? You know, for most of us that are older than 20 to 29, what did we do? We got a job at Jack in the Box. I did. Got, what, $4.10 an hour. I waited tables. I tutored, et cetera. I was able to get little jobs here and there, but I was able to go to work. I was working at something. Okay? Then I went from one job to another. Went to school. Then luckily was able to get a job as a doctor. All right? Even though I still waited tables and did other jobs until then. So there was a very, very small period of time when I was unemployed. But in my veins, I was always working. I always had to get up early either to go to work or go to school. And I think there was only a 2-year period where I was not working another job, and that was during my rounds as a medical student. But I worked during medical school, right? Which is something that was had to be inbred. If we have graduates that are unemployed and are not starting their adult life working, then what happens when 5-6 years later they do get a job? Now you're a little older. Now you're not, you know, you start to lose it a little bit. You know, if you asked me to take another organic chemistry class here in my 40s, I couldn't do it. But you asked me to do it in my 20s, I could do it because it's fresh. So, you know, is our young adult population ready to then work once they get jobs and once the economy does get better? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Take me down. Take me down.
You know, take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.